Welcome to this locally homegrown radio show and podcast, All Things Gardening. And our resident expert is indeed Charlie Nardozzi. Hello there, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
Charlie, you've recently penned a book, a new gardening book. It's got techniques and methods. And one whole chapter that I'd love for you to talk more about is on self-sowing vegetables and herbs. First of all, what are they? And how do we take advantage of that and maybe even purchase fewer seeds while still getting tons of vegetables this season?
Yeah. So in this book, The Continuous Vegetable Garden, I try to talk about ways to make gardening easier, more efficient, and maybe save you a few dollars too. And one of them is a whole chapter on self-sowing vegetables and herbs. And these are vegetables and herbs that naturally will go to flower, go to seed, drop seed, and that seed will actually germinate either this year or in the spring. So there's a whole host of vegetables that actually do well with this. And I first learned about this, ironically, on one of my radio shows many years ago, when an older gentleman said he had a technique for growing lettuces much earlier. And what he does is he sprinkles the seed on top of the snow on top of his vegetable garden. And then when the snow melts, those seeds are there. And then when the perfect conditions are right, with the sun levels, temperature, soil moisture, all of that, the lettuce would germinate. And he would swear that it would germinate earlier and he'd have better crops. So I've been doing it for years ever since he gave me that suggestion. And certainly greens are a really easy crop to do this with. Lettuces, arugula, mustard, kale, flowers such as calendulas, nasturtiums, sunflowers you could do this with, herbs like dill, fennel, and cilantro, and even unusual crops like ground cherries and tomatillos. Of course, you can't really do it on things like cucumbers and melons and squashes. Tomatoes are a little bit iffy too, but you can try it with some cherry tomatoes, especially the heirloom ones like Matt's Wild Cherry, and some of those seedlings will come back true to seed. Let a few plants flower, let them drop their seed. You can either let them drop their seed wherever they're growing, and then next year that's where they'll germinate, or you can cut the seed head and move it to some part in your garden where you want that kind of plant. I do that with sunflowers every year. I move the sunflower heads that after the birds have eaten them, after the chipmunks and squirrels have eaten them, there's still some left in there, and they tend to have a whole bunch of them germinate. So you could do it that way, or you can just collect the seed and then sow them yourself in the spring. Once they start germinating, whether it be this fall where you can get some nice little microgreens, or more than likely it would be next spring, you want to thin them out really well. So there's good spacing, move them around, become a garden editor, put the plants where you want them, remove ones that are too many and too close together, and you'll have a nice free crop of vegetables, herbs, and flowers that'll look beautiful and be tasty too.
I have a quick question though about sprinkling, especially greens and lettuce seeds on top of snow. Will birds kind of help themselves to that type of seed?
Yeah, I think certainly birds will probably get a little bit of it. But what happens, of course, the seed is very small and it just kind of sinks into the snow. So it's not that easy to find for little birds.
Okay, cool. Here's a question from Susan in Linden. Susan asks, what do you think about starting seeds in toilet paper rolls to be planted whole in spring?
I think it's a great idea. It's kind of like using peat pots or cow pots. It works really well. The only thing I would suggest, though, is that when you're ready to transplant them, pot and all, into the soil, you break up that pot a little bit because that cardboard doesn't break down very fast and it could inhibit the root growth of those seedlings. So break it up a little bit with your hands, then plant it in the soil, and they should be perfect.
This next one's from Vasilios in Craftsbury, and Vasilios writes, I'm a trustee of our local library. Each year, we have done a plant sale where gardeners split up their plants and donate something from their yard for the cause. With the concern around jumping worms, we're planning to cancel our annual plant sale fundraiser. It's a significant hit to our revenue, not to mention a fun way for gardeners and would-be gardeners to swap some plants. I'm curious if there's a safe way to conduct a plant sale without having to worry about jumping worms.
Well, I think you could try to do it, but you would have to set up a wash station. That means that everyone who brings the plants in there, if they're going to take some home, they'll have to wash all the soil off the roots. And you can set this up with plastic bags or big tubs where you wash all the soil off into those containers, and then maybe have some newspaper that's been moistened or some material that they can wrap around the plant roots so that they can bring them home and then transplant them there. That would be probably the safest way to have a plant swap or an annual plant sale, because you can get the eggs and the cocoons and the adult worms off of the roots of those plants. The other thing is that once you have all that soil, don't just toss it, of course. Keep it in the bags or put it in bags, and then when it gets warm, lay it out on a driveway so that it gets about 105 degrees for about 3 days. That will kill all the eggs and the adult worms that are in there. So I think if you want to try it, that would be probably the safest way to do it.
Send questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.